try to get it like 99.9% of the way there design-wise, and then ask him to tweak it. Because I don't want him to have to do the basic, you know, the drudgery of the initial stuff and all that kind of thing. And yeah, so I was wondering if people wanted to.
This reminds me of one experience I had. I was doing like a flash animation, it was a commercial thing, and I had to get voices, people to do voices, and I wasn't getting paid that much, so I just asked friends to do voices, but for them it was fun enough, it was weird enough for them to be projecting their voices into this cartoon world that they were interested in enough, they just did it and had a really good time doing it. And I think that's another thing, is to just make it fun for them. Like, so make it so that the other person can also learn, but you can kind of focus on what strengths they have. Basically, I picked them for the quality of their voice, so they didn't really have to act, they just have to talk with some kind of emotion in this, with these lines. So it was just sort of like trying to pick the exact right people who would have to do something with the minimal effort, but would get the right effects.
Sometimes you ask people, like, say, a person's a designer, but they do illustration on the side. Sometimes they're much more interested in contributing illustrations because they don't really exercise that much. And there were sometimes the positions are reversed. They're illustrators, professional illustrators, and they do that all day. And so to do a little bit of design, that they like that, you know, and they have the talents for it. But you're not asking them to do another hour of work of the stuff that, you know, variety is a really important thing, I think. Mm-hmm.
I think also a symbolic remuneration is very important to people more than we realize. You know, for instance, if you have a whole bunch of people sing on a record and you can't afford to pay them, I mean, to thank them in your liner notes is very, I mean, that means more to people than we often realize, to say, to put their thank them by name in the thing that will be published along with the record, and to give them tickets for things and even a free album. I mean, these seem like small things for, you know, you might think, oh, well, that wouldn't be of value to them, or that, but that's very important. It's very much, it means more to people than we know, this symbolic remuneration, especially if it's not a huge time sacrifice that they made, but an afternoon. It's really meaningful to someone to be thanked in something that will be published or in a way like that.
For me, I kind of use a different approach than Jim, where I try to be a little bit of a salesperson, where I try to get them as excited about the project as I am. Where, you know, I'm fortunate enough to be able to choose my own sort of team members, where I know exactly, okay, if this is the kind of illustration I'm looking for, I'll go to this person and they'll be glad to do it, because this would give them an opportunity to showcase their work in a certain environment or venue. So making sure that they understand at the end, it's not just my project that they're, it's our project.
Right, they
have a huge part of it, and they're proud of it, they can show it off, and it becomes theirs as well. So
Two is that you ask people to help you, and then you help other people. It's like a barn building type attitude. So everyone's got particular skills, and there's definitely strength to sort of combine them for each individual's different projects. That always works. That's always a really good way to think about it, is that you're just building each other up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, one of the things, like, I continually say, like, I publish my books independently, but now I don't do it alone. wouldn't it be possible, because I have a dozen people who contribute input, feedback on the work, on the writing, and there's a little bit of a skill trade going on that's kind of outside of the normal economic kind of trade sort of system, but it's still very useful, and can foster really interesting relationships between people. Like, there's some people that, you know, I don't really hang out with that much, but we have such close interests with their in terms of what we produce and whatnot, that we work together quite a lot. It might not be like as close a friendship as, you know, some of my other friends, but there's a different type of relationship you can build with different people, and it doesn't mean that necessarily you're using them for, you know, their design or their whatever illustration. Like, I think those are some of the anxieties I have about using people, or like being a boss. I hate that feeling of, like, you know, like talking about managerial things. It took me many years to kind of get to the point where I felt comfortable, you know, coming up with timelines and deadlines and asking people if that would be okay, could you do it by this time, and then kind of following up with that, you know. So
I think just like the hardest part of this is being clear with yourself in the first point, in the initial stage of what your involvement and investment is. Like, do you want someone to come in and share the responsibility with you?
Right.
Do you want someone to come in and be as excited about the project as you are and like share the anxiety about the project? Or do you want someone to come in and do a specific piece of work on the project? And if you can separate those two,
mm-hmm.
then I think it's a lot clearer when you go to someone. Chances are you're not going to get anyone to share the anxiety if you're already going.
Yeah.
You know? Because they just won't. It's not theirs. They're not invested to the extent that you are. But that's the end of that book. It's done. So I think it's like, and then if you are looking for people to do specific pieces, then think about, you know, for instance, we had, this is a scene that I just did with my partner, and his friend did this drawing for him. And Rob is like, he's like, I want to come over to your house, and I want to sit down in your kitchen, and you tell me what to draw for your zine.